טוב.
Every flight was taken. Every seat was taken.
Hello, this is like Europe.
They hype it.
Right.
By the time 6:30 comes, the airport's empty.
Empty? Like in a show?
Didn't he just say about how many seats are taken?
No.
You're leaving tonight?
I'm not gonna be wrong today, maybe, but the last three years. That's what
can you take a picture for us and send it? We can put it on the kabura so we can let that over there.
I'll have from last year if you want.
You don't have a picture.
I took a picture last year to show everybody how empty it was.
We're gonna check the timestamp when you send it back. So.
Today, I don't care. How much in Orlando?
What do you mean? There's a guy they just put out a video. They're selling houses.
That's not Orlando.
That's Orlando.
It's Tom Sugar.
No, it's Orlando. What's his name? Judowitz flew down there. It's unbelievable. No. Judowitz's brother is a status guy.
Yeah, oh, to do a status?
To do a status. Like, became a fader. So interesting how a business becomes a business like that. He became like a fader.
That's what I want to say, Judowitz.
No, I'm just saying, it's interesting. It's cute. Like, this guy, like, really? But he's on that. I mean, they flew him down to Florida, right? To do a status with this stupid place. I think they work. I think they do work. The Jewish world.
They flew him there to do what?
He's there, right? He's walking the street. I'm sure they did, because it's official. He's giving a whole official tour.
Or they paid him enough that he paid.
They must have paid him to do this.
The game. First of all, how much is a flight? $80? $95?
He flew Spurs.
I don't know. I'm not asking you how much they paid. You guys want to know exactly? Should I find out exactly what they? Should I find out what they charge?
Only in the airport. There's only Florida flights. There's no one else going.
Anybody's going anywhere else? Already left.
Charlie, you're great.
No, it's
Charlie, I want to live stream.
Charlie,
you don't have to go look at Rand's dad.
Watch him miss his flight because the airport, he can't get into the airport.
Let's hire Judy. Why is that following?
Could I want to be an hour? No, airport's empty. An hour
to don't put the TSA pre on. You don't need it. Don't do any extra things. He has TSA pre. Okay. Can we leave? Nope. You only need to be 20 minutes before the flight.
Morning.
You sure? You see two stooges running through the airport like what's called losing the heel from her shoe because he's running like a mishogana. It's an escalator. You know those things they put up? Hello, you know those things they put up for the old men on the side of the steps that you could get. Why don't you put one up for your wives? You could just go up. You don't have to make noise. Whoop, whoop. Up and down, bubba.
I always imagine being an old man to put me in there. Like
there's a seatbelt.
They forget to put the seatbelt.
That's for sure. She never need it. She never need it. By the time you need it, they should build you a room on the first floor. What, the Fetzler?
Yeah. No, my cousin made me do the main floor. My cousin made me do the main floor yesterday.
Yeah, but they're used to it. Hello, their whole life is like this. They also have to go to a certain bathroom. They can't, everything they do. That. They can't, they have everything they do in life. They rent a certain car. I know how it is. Anyway. Today's Gemara. Today's Gemara talks about a foodish tickle. You'll see in a minute. You'll see.
Does it really, or you're going to tie it in somehow?
No. I have it black and white.
No, he has it on his phone. He's going
to
look at it.
Like my nephew, you know, I can't tie every part into
that. If you were Vayikra, you were stuck, man. That week, you got like a hell of a Dvartara. Like, something with the carbon. You could also be a carbon if you were trying to be. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Yeah, you got the frog. He's doing it by Galwax.
Yeah, why is he not doing it?
Because
where's his father? Where's his father going to be?
He's going to be.
Father Davin's there.
He's having some pressure.
From his house, from the Rav's house.
There is an heir that he doesn't necessarily know, but someone does, and he's having pressure.
It wouldn't be easier to do the meals here.
No, because he has all the guests over there.
He's a homeless bacha there.
He can't put up people. He doesn't know anybody here. Where's he gonna put everybody?
He's the rabbi.
He's the rabbi. What does that mean? That's quite the problem.
No, that's not even could have put out. No. He has neighbors. Maybe he wants to. He has neighbors. Maybe he wants to stop him.
Also, where's he's gonna walk with his family from White Oak? He has 10 kids.
Stay by his father.
They're all.
He can't stay there.
Well, yeah, they're all walking here anyway.
One time.
Yeah, but you know, one time, that's not 10 meals.
I would have offered at my house.
Thank you. Abby. Yeah, you're
that's exactly why the rabbi was not gonna take it. You can sleep in the raw pot. Yeah, please don't knock on my door. There's no water. Go to Barron for water. There's a well, and we were able to save it actually, so you could pump it. On Shabbos, Mutter. I spoke to Rabbi Blumberg. He said you could pump it on Shabbos.
If you bring
the hell, why not?
If you bring a gift to Shabbos, bring it to
four grand.
Who says not? No.
Or force it.
No. Avi, by the way, I saw a gift that you would really appreciate. Healy started sending. This guy makes acai bowls, but he makes them in a platter. So you have the bottom layer is the
juice,
the whatever, the ice cream, whatever you call that, and then on top he has the rows of fruits, and then you take, you mix it in, you make your own like in a cup. So he started sending that for Shabbos. And he said, people are done with Mike's chicken. Who wants Mike's chicken? He's like, this is geschmack. It's cold. It's good. He has his times and like his moments. He's not on a diet.
He makes this.
I don't know. While I was in Florida, the guy calls us. You know, you haven't paid me in the last 6 weeks. You ordered like 15 platters.
Is there any food here that you don't know?
It's $100 a platter.
Really got a fetch on.
It's not a bad idea, by the way. It's on fair status?
Where do you think you brought
a
military?
I don't know.
How long
ago? The best thing is your friend with the window shades.
Yeah.
Best thing, the orange beard.
What is it?
It's priceless.
See, you saw it? You saw it, Avi?
I don't know.
You saw it?
Okay, so we have to put it onto the
status. Go to Dorfman. Dorfman has it on his thing.
I get it. My point is that the status is not really...
The statuses are very good. These statuses are amazing.
Why? Because five people here.
Your crowd.
Right. Because five people here said no.
There's only
a lot of money for these.
There's only 50,000 people
it's
in Lakewood. So you took five people and you said these.
Federer charges $1,000.
Let us start selling with those
drugs. I think so. That's what I heard.
Everyone just travels no matter what. $500. You know what you can do with $500 ad?
Oh, really? A lot.
Fine. So they
tons. And you target not one person in Lakewood.
What are you talking about? They target Lakewood.
Okay.
But obviously
okay,
they feel
it's a waste of money. Waste of
Charlie,
money.
Obviously they feel they get
throw your money
value
in the garbage. Just flush it down
the
toilet.
Targeting, but this is you're getting your
if you sell window shades and you want the from people, right?
Yeah.
Google's going to get you now one from person Tom's River.
You go to CBN, you go to Fetter, you go here, you go there.
And then that's
blue, Chris, but you can't argue that people access it.
There's nothing to talk about.
Yes, you can.
The same guy says there's no people in the airport. The same guy, nobody goes to Poland. The same, you know, there's a how do you say that word?
Nope.
Something.
Okay,
Itma. You ready? We're up to the middle of the page. Kufnun Hamad Aleph by the dot, the red dot. So Itma, Katan Me'imisayim Moichem Nechzavim. When is a Katan allowed to sell his father's possessions? Which means there's an inheritance over here. They all inherited buildings and stuff, and they got to sell. So the question over here in the Gemara is not with metaltlin. It means the father left over cars and stuff. There's a tekanas hacham. They're allowed to sell the cars because they need to be able to eat. So the father left over all kinds of possessions, and there's no food anymore, no cash left in the bank. They got to sell possessions to be able to eat. So that is where tekana. That depends how smart they are. You go with the brain. So you got a kid who's a real smarty. He's 6 years old and he's really good. He's really good. He's already reeling and dealing. A taplin. You got a taplin. So they're already 6 and 7 years old. They could already sell wheel and deal with the fall stuff with the metalplin to buy food. But you got a klutz. He's got to wait till he's older. You know, he's got to. Right. See, one ten for two twenties. Right. So if the guy is smarty, so he's allowed to do business right away. So that legam metaltlin, the Chacham said, is no issue. that you're allowed to sell. It depends on your smartness. But when it comes to karka, they said, when it comes to a building, the fall left over a building is a problem. Because what happens is, the way I understand it is that the chum were worried that someone's going to jingle money. I mean, a guy wants to buy the lot on Laguna Lane. A lot on Laguna Lane is worth, let's say, $900,000. A guy comes and jingles, brings a suitcase full of attaché case full of cash. I just picture jingles, a big fat guy, the whole belly is moving, you know what I mean? He's jingling.
Okay, that's a nice way of putting it.
Anyway. Okay. Hope he didn't sit on his lap. Anyway.
You know what?
You can't break it the kids these days.
That's not real.
No, also.
But now you could. It's good. Now you could do a whole walk.
Anyway.
He died in COVID.
So, what they worried is that a guy's gonna jingle some money. In front of the kid, and the kid, I mean, even if you're 15 years old, if a guy brings you a whole attaché case with $600,000 cash piled up, piles the money in front of you, says, listen, give me the lot, you know, your father would have sold to me, that already the kid can't resist. And even if he's a guy who could sell metalin, when it comes to karka, they were very worried that guy's going to lose the properties. So he made it a takana. That you can't just sell the karka just like that.
Now, there's more money involved, so it's more.
We're worried that a guy's gonna jingle the money and he's gonna lose. There's a lot more to lose when it comes to karka. So the Tosis says that it's all. Tosis has machloikis. If it's only karka that the fall left over to him, or it's even karka that he got. One shot is only karka the fall left over. But if the kid goes and sells cars and buys a piece of property and then sells that property, that he's allowed to do. He's allowed to do business. But the Rebbeinu Tam learns not like that. Rebbeinu Tam learns any character, even if he bought and sold, doesn't matter.
How old kid we're talking about
a 16-year-old kid, 17-year-old kid, right? Because of the car, because he jingles the money. So. He jingles the money in front of him, so he's going to get blinded by the money, and he's going to make a bad deal. That's what we're seeing more now. So when could he? When is he considered a gadol that he's smart enough? We said that he's old enough to do it. So maybe I'm making it clear. If Rav Amar Nachum and Shmuel Nesri Shana, at 18 years old, you're good to go. I know Mromstein's son called me. He wants a job in the shul. He's I don't know. He's probably 5 years old. The little kid. He says my father said I should call you.
The medium.
Yeah, he wants. He says, yeah. Is there any paying jobs in the shul?
Yes. Shoveling the snow.
He wants me, if anything, he's willing to start low. It's cute kid. So I don't know, let me think about it. So he's a kid, he's a handelsman, you know what I mean? He's got it.
Oh, wow.
I can't say anything in this year. Everything goes haywire. I say jingle, he goes to Santa, you know what I mean? Anyway, so the Gemara says, so Ben Shmoyna Esri Shana, that's what he holds. Rav Chanina, Amram Nachman, Ben Esrim Shana. It's from 20 years old. I mean, that 20 years old, you're a winner. Masir Abzera, Sir Abzera is going to ask a question, a very obvious question from yesterday's story. Maisib Ben Benebrak. We had a story in Bnei Brak. Be'echot shemachar b'nichsei aviv. Somebody sold his father's estate. And we're talking about his father. We're talking about someone whose father died. And the kid went and sold off a piece of karka. B'nichsei aviv. Umeis. Then he died. And now the ubo b'nei mishpacha v'iru. And they said, lo ma katan hoya. This kid, he was a kid. Now we're saying that a katan with regard to selling metalflin, could be even 6 years old. So it can't be that we're having metalflin over there. Mm-hmm. Do I have to be having karka? Karka was saying now that it's 18 or 20. I'm not talking about a kid who's under 12 years old, under 13 years old. when someone's either he's 17 or he's 19, because that's the age we're just saying over. So now we know this information that our katan legabe kark is either under 18 or under 20. So what's going on over here? So bo v'shol v'irulim katan ha'yer b'shas misa. He was a katan. Bo v'shol shav akiva. They came to ask Rabbi Akiva what to do. Ma'al le'boit goy. They wanted to check him out. They wanted to open the graveside and check it out. Amar lahem iatim rishoy l'navloi. We said yesterday you can't go ahead and open a grave. We said that the pores they only develop afterwards, so you wouldn't have a raya anyway. So even if you would have you would open up, you still wouldn't have a raya. That's what we said yesterday. So Gemara breaks it down. So if you hold that the age of selling property is 18 years old, because what's gonna happen? They're gonna open up the grave. What do they want? They wanted to open the grave and see if there's simanim. And what's the shiloh? Means if there's no simanim, then he's not a gadol. At 18, he doesn't matter if he's 18 years old. If there's no simanim, he's not a gadol. There's no cyrus. At 20, you automatically become a gadol. But now you would say, okay, 1 second, he has no cyrus, so he's not a gadol. He has no pores, he's not a gadol. So that makes sense. Eliam ben Esrim, so gokli mahava. What does it help to check? Vatanam ben Esrim shaloi hevi shtei cyrus yavir raishu ben Esrim v'asaris. L'chol zlem yavim. The halacha is that you have a brother, you have Reuven and Shimon. Back to Reuven and Shimon, two brothers. Reuven dies. Now, Shimon, Reuven's wife, wants to do yibum with Shimon. Shimon is a saris. Saris means a guy who doesn't have, he has some money. Sris, money sris is that his mayor glime doesn't, a lot of different simanim. His skin is hard, his hairs are not soft, and there's a whole list of simanim in Yavamis. I took a picture of Gemara. 1 second. No, something last night, guys. You took a picture of the urinal. Machamati, there's jokes. Meir Glaim and Oisim Ketzef. It doesn't go far, and his Shech Vazar is not Sol, and it's not Machmitzim, and he washes in the winter, and his skin is not, there's no Hevel, no Shmoke. His body doesn't get hot, and his voice is like, you don't know if he's a woman or a man. Actually, yesterday a guy called my office. So I said, who's your husband? Except I was talking to the husband. I don't think the guy heard, so I'm hoping. I don't know. Maybe I can get the job. Yeah. Yeah. Which I do. I feel bad. I don't know if this guy has this problem. It just, that must be his voice a little bit. Whatever.
Yeah, I was at it with a prank call.
Have your husband call me back.
You should have said we're doing the daf tomorrow. You
could you come in as a show and tell? what am I supposed to say?
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. It's funny. It's punk yesterday. Anyway, so now you're talking about Bashar.
Is it a big job?
Was
it a big
job? I don't know. I have no idea.
The roof leaked on his head.
It's like he burnt with the barbecue and he doesn't want to tell his wife.
I have no idea. Anyway, so the kids are, so if a guy's a soros, if a guy brings some money sris, loichos lo yavim, because he can't have kids. A soros can't have kids, and he's not make him shem achiv, so he's not negeya. Bichlam not negeya. There's no, she's free to go. But the point is that at 20 years old, it doesn't matter if there's some money, if there's some money or not, because at 20 years old, just bring a riot when he was born. Go to the doctor, get a death certificate. At that point, he's a gadol. At that point, he's a gadol. Why would you open the grave? Why was Rabbi Akiva saying he gives you a reason why you can't open the grave? You can't open the grave because you don't have to open the grave because the guy's 20. Bringing me a death certificate, a birth certificate that he's 20 years old, and that's it. So Gemara says it's not so simple. La vitma Allah, Marashuba Yitzchak, Marav, who should know the boy Simani Sris? That this has to develop Simani Sris. I mean, at 20 years old, you don't automatically become a Soros. And that's a gadol. At 20 years old, if you develop some money swiss, which is what we just said, all these things, then we say that it's nizgal mafreya that he was a gadol at 13 years old. I mean, that a guy who develops some money swiss at, let's say, the age of 18, all these simanim, whatever the simanim are, it's nizgal that he was born a soros. Born a soros means that he's a gadol at 13. When it comes to Shtei Sa'ar, it's not like that, by the way. Just Agav Urcha. It's a big tumult over here in the Achroinim and the Rishonim. The a guy who's 14 years old, a guy who's 13 years old has no Shteis Ha'aretz, he's not a Gadol. At 14 years old, when he gets Shteis Ha'aretz, then he becomes a Gadol. It's not. Oh, at 14 he got Shteis Ha'aretz. At 13 he became a Gadol. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work on Mafreya, but Sris does. So when do what? We assume that a guy's a Gadol today, and also it's not their Raisa. It's not, you know. Who? Aksaka, yeah.
What would it be in the game to be able to go retroactively?
That the sale that happened 3 years ago was a valid sale.
Right, a sale.
Didn't stop it at the time.
Let's say you didn't stop it.
No, you didn't stop it.
Let's say you didn't stop it.
The story is that they didn't stop it.
Let's say you didn't stop it.
Why?
He did it in the backyard.
They did it. They did the sale.
Because.
Now the family's coming. Says he did a sale when he was 17, and he's not a gadol. He has no right to do it. So then at 19, he develops some money. So I say, he's a gadol at 13 already.
I thought this guy knew what he was doing. He was rolling in the high life, so he thought he was one of those guys.
And I mean, truth is, no. Lagabe sale kaka wouldn't work. No, Lagabe sale kaka wouldn't work anyway. He's 20 is the doesn't matter. What's it negay for? If he did a kedushin. He did a kedushin. How could you get married before? You get married before you're a gadol? Right, something like that. Right, Avera. If he's not a gadol, he's not chayav. Not a baronchim. Anyway, so it works retroactively, Asaris. Okay. The kids, so you said, come on a second. He's the Siris, means that now he developed these great qualities. So what happens if a guy never develops Siman HaSiris? He has no Shteis Ha'aretz. He has no Siris. He's 30 years old. He's 33 years old. He has no Siman HaSiris and no Siman Shteis Ha'aretz. So what do you do with the guy? Work in Begel Nash? Akama, Tanav Chia, Adrev Shneisov. So Rav Shneisov, he's Rav Shneisov is 36 years old. Machlokes, no, Machlokes, it's a Machlokes, Machlokes. What Rav Shneisov means? Rashbam learns 36 years old. The Rambam says it's 35. It's Rav Shneisov. 70 years is an average guy life. So 35 in a day really is Rav Shneisov already. You don't have to go to 36.
In his 36th year.
So it's a big machloekas. The Rambam says lamed vav shanim, shei roiv shivim. But the mind is a big machloekas in the poskim. They say that we always go to l'chumra. So whatever you're handling, it's l'chumra. Anyway, Rav Chia says like this, that sometimes Shteis Ha'aretz don't come out. There's different reasons why Shteis Ha'aretz don't come out. So if you got a one of these skinny weeny kids, you know, scrawny kid, you got to fatten him up a little bit. Sometimes the Shteis Ha'aretz don't come out because he's scrawny. I'm a little livery. Give him a little Mike's chicken. The ivri, he's a fetzela. You got to put him on a diet. Yeah. Give him the Ozempic. I'm a little likhush. The hani simoni, the simonim, zimnim, the osa machos chish. Huso, and zimnom machbi huso. There are times that it comes either way. This is where I was telling you about the food.
Yeah.
So, right, it's interesting. It brings down from the rupshitza. The Shiram Tzom Halacha. He brings down Zim the Asmach Shusa Zim Asmach Yerusa. So he brings down the Rashbam says Kshanar Kachush B'Besorim Is Ak From Yosem Adai Lahav Asar Lepam Lehepach Shushum Oid Umavur Mizeh The Adam Rogel Hanishum Uru B'Shneim Loi Kachush B'Yosem Loi Shem Yosem. Means he says that a normal guy is a good mix. I mean, don't go. You don't do no keto 100% no whatever and. Not the other way. You have to be a good mix. He brings down from the Rambam and Hilchos Deos that a person has to go derech beninus. That's what it means derech beninus. It's lagabi everything. It's lagabi eating. It's lagabi midas toivus. Lagabi his midas. Everything you do is derech ben. It should be derech mutza. And it's lagabi the food also. It means because sometimes a little more food helps. So if you go in the middle of the way, you usually get both mila. Get whatever you need out of the food. And it brings down the rupshes that legabi legabi midas and legabi chesed and legabi gvuru, everything, it's all tied in, it's all one One, he has a whole Marocha about this, how you should go. That's what Gemara is trying to say. The Gemara is over here obviously talking about Shtei Sires, but they learn it in the Derech Musar for everything, all qualities of life. That's the Rupsha speaks about, all the things he brings down from this Gemara. He learns this Gemara in, not Lagabi Shtei Sires, but Lagabi all the what's it called?
He said nothing about food.
No, the Gemara says about food.
Right.
The what?
Basically walking around behind the horse's ass the whole time, the whole life. He had a sharp line about walking in the middle of the road.
Kutzka said it?
Okay, now you like the Kutzka because you said that word?
Yeah,
use that lotion. Okay, Barlow, Tegs man, Killer Finez man.
Apparently.
Okay, you ready? Toyek's man, kilefnei's man, or klach's man. It means, is it ad v'ad b'chla, ad v'loy ad v'chla. Omer Rav Nachma, Toyek's man, kilefnei's man. It is kilefnei's man. Rav Barshila, Omer Rav Nachma, Toyek's man, klach's man. V'hod Rav, alav v'feshim, alav v'chal etmar. We could derive it. Now, who Toyek's man, the Ozil, was a guy who was Toyek's man, the Ozil, Zav and Nixi, sold his father's nechasa, Vazka, he had an inheritance, Vazka, made the Rav, Omer Leos, loy klum. So, man the chasa, whoever saw this psak, Zav and Mishlam, the Toyek's man, kilefnei's man. That's why it's not good, because he has no. He has no. You need the full 18th year. So if you didn't finish the 18th year, you're not a godel to sell. Elohi, that's not the pshat. Hasam she tusi yaseiru chazabe. This guy was an extra dummy. Davakam shachel avde. And one of the qualities of a shoita is that he's mefazer his kesef in the rishus harab. So this guy was freeing his slaves. So Rava said, this guy's a shoita. What are you doing? Why are you freeing your slaves? What do you have? You're just throwing your money in the garbage? So you said, obviously this guy's not a smart businessman. He's not savvy. He's fakir from savvy. He's whatever. I don't know how you say fakir from savvy.
Anti-savvy,
yeah. And so he's a... he's fakir from all these things that you're trying to say.
Was it peanut? What was that you sent me today?
A nut.
Oh, a nut, yeah.
So Mela, so he's a. That's why he said it's not a good sale. Shalach le gidul b'manashal raviyam. Then Rabbeinu, tinokas ba'as abish esr shalom yemechad. What happens? You have a girl who's 14 years old. One day, v'yadaz b'div masamatan. She's mamish unbelievable. Now the Gemara is not asking about matatlin because matatlin we said is kfashis kasheva already. We had that already in our Rishbam and Ralph and the Gemara and Ksubas. A kid who's a smart kid could sell the cars even when he's six. He's a savvy kid. At 6 or 7 years old, he has inheritance. He could sell a car to buy food. That's not the question. The question is karka.
Doesn't have to be savvy. Because if you're savvy and not sell karka.
No, you have to be savvy. Yeah, because Mara said the full kurva. You have to be able to know what to sell. I mean, if you don't know how to sell, you sell a car for a dollar. You have to be a shtickle business mind.
Acumen.
Yeah, but. When it comes to over here, the Gemara is this Lagabi Karaka, because we just said 18 and 20. Now the Gemara is saying a new halacha. If it does with Masa Matan, Mecha Mecha, or Memkar Mecha Mecha, or Memkar Memkar, Velishlik Le. So that's it. So it's a good sale. Think about Velishlik Le Tinik. Why are you talking about a Tinikus? What are you bringing a girl in over here? Maishai Kaka, that was a story over there. She was a savvy businesswoman. Like, because she could run for president. Velishlik Le Tinikus, Bashtay Mesishana, Vyamecha. So why are you going to 14? Even a girl at 12 years old and one day is ready a gadayla. Ma'ishay kachaya, and they bring down. I saw brought down that these two members were not kashas. Were not asking the same as medrash, because once you answer the first kasha, ma'ishay kachaya, what are you asking the second kasha?
It was two different
members The story happened, and one mismarriage asked what I don't understand why a girl, and they said ma'ishay kachaya, and then another mismarriage asked why that be 14. It could be so they give the same answer. Wow.
This
is Karka, yeah, that's what Rishbam says. Elohim Boy Bas Esrei, Rishbam speaks it out clearly. Metatlin can be a cotton, yeah. Metatlin can be a cotton. Zakti Gemara.
That's
what Rishbam said in Amal. Yeah. Hahu Pachas Ben Esrim, the Ozel Zavanichse. Okay, now we have a hot story. This is Murray the Gemaisa. Murray the Gemaisa. You have a guy who's under 20 that sold his father's Nechasim. So ask him in the Rava. Amalei Kroyve, so his relatives were fuming. What are you doing? Why did you sell the building? They want to take the building back. whether it was a good deal or not a good deal, they wanted the building back. So what they did is, they have to prove that the kid is not a savvy kid. Because if he is savvy, then you have what we just finished saying from Rabbi Gidl, who was there? Rabbi Gidl Bar Menashe, that if you're savvy, a sale's a good sale. So they have to prove to Rava, to the Dayan, maybe they gave him half price.
Yeah,
they don't know, he's savvy, he's a klutz. They gave him $500,000, he ran. And it's worth $1.5 million. So, which is what the chashash is. So the relatives were fuming. They wanted to prove to Rava that he's a klutz. So what they told the kid, they told this 19-year-old kid, Asel kameh de Rava, Amulei, Kroive, they told his relative, Zil achatam, go eat figs, dates. Go eat dates. V'shadu bekishasya, and spit the pits in front of Rava. Basically, show that you're a stupid kid. A normal guy doesn't do this. So you're it's a bar from a kid. So right away, Rav will say, forget it. This guy's sale's not a sale. He's nuts. So Avarachi, Amlu Zvina Lazvini. It's bad news, this guy. It's not a sale. So Kikakoslu Ishtoro, when they were writing it, so I guess the scribe was writing that it's not good. So Amrulay, yeah, Psak Din. He was writing a Psak Din that they're gonna produce a Psak Din. He had a scribe write that this sale is not a good sale. So like this, the people who bought it have to give it back to the Yarshim. So the Lekuchas were fuming. Because the Lekuchas held, he was very savvy. And this was a setup. You guys are just setting it up. But you know he's a savvy kid. Come on, it's the 100th thing this kid sold. He's a hodler his whole life. He's been in the BMG sukkah since he's 10. Yeah. He's got a whole kabbalah, exactly. So Gemara says, so the Lekuchas told him like this. Amar Lekuchas, Zil Ein Malei L'Rava, Megillas Esther Bezuzah, Shtar Demar Bezuzah. Now, this really has no shaykhahs, but what they were trying to prove to Rava, this, their mindset was that the kid is a sharp kid. He fashtays an Indian. He's a Lamdan. Once you prove that he's a Lamdan, then you can't retract the sale, because then he's a savvy kid. And what they were telling him is that if a Megillah's Esther, it's a lot of parchment, you pay a guy to write the whole Megillah for a Zuz, you're not paying a guy to write a Psak Din for a Zuz. Now, that's not what they paid. That's not what they paid. But they were trying to...
That's not what who paid.
I didn't know what they paid.
That's not what who paid. Who's they?
No.
That's not what Rava paid the scribe.
It's this 20-year-old, this 19-year-old.
Right.
No.
This 19-year-old.
Right, the point is that the 19-year-old understands
that... He can sell two different things.
Right,
this is where the Zuz...
Right, but not that that's the story that happened here. That's not what happened over here. He didn't pay a Zuz to write. It was just trying to... They were trying to show... I don't think that's what happened. They were trying to show an idea of a guy's alamdan. He says, did he pay?
Yeah, that's the
he's trying to bargain.
Why is Rava charging me a Zuz to write this Psak Din? I get a Megillah for a Zuz.
But it's really not. You could buy a Megillah for a Zuz? Is that the real thing?
Yes, why not? That must have been the price.
So what, Rava was dumb?
You got ripped off.
No.
If you can't buy Megillah for Zuz, then it's back to being stupid. Then it wouldn't be...
No, they were trying to... I don't know if this is...
How are you showing that he's savvy if he's not giving a right example?
I'm saying, why would Rava pay a scribe a Zuz?
Not Rava, the guy.
Why would he pay a Zuz?
The 19-year-old. The 19-year-old.
19-year-old paid a Zuz, so he was talking...
Yeah, because they... Yeah, Bezdin takes advantage.
Nah. I don't know. I hear... Okay, I hear. So Megillah as a Bezuzah, started the Ma'am Bezuzah. How could you? It's too much. Also, Amalu. So what happened? So Rava retracted. So now Rava retracted. Amalu, Zvina Zvini. Zvina Zvini. So Amalu, Kroiva Lekuchas, Agmaru. What do you mean? This is not. He doesn't know. This is Lekuchas set him up for this. They told him, say, Zuz, what are you talking about? Amalu, Mazbule Savar, and Kivin the Mazbule Vesavar made the Yodah. So basically, what Rav was saying is that, yeah, maybe he didn't think of it on his own, but he's the kind of guy that when you tell him a svara, if I state the inyan, once if I state the inyan, he's a lamdan. He's a guy you could talk to. You could talk to him, then he's a savvy kid. Savvy kid means that he knows what he sold. Don't tell me he doesn't know what he sold. He knows exactly what he sold.
You can handle with him.
You can handle with him. So why'd he do this thing with the date? Chutzpah Yaseiru Dahavabay. I saw Chutzpah Yisera. What's Chutzpah Yisera? Because I saw it brought down that the Mishnah Rabbah says, Va'az Kanemer. Yeah, he brings down over here that you have to have a chutzpah. Certain chutzpah you have to have. Every year has to have a certain chutzpah. When you
to be a frum yid, sometimes you got to stand up for your yiddish might. But the extra chutzpah, that already, that's too much. So you're saying the chutzpah yisera you have, the regular chutzpah I understand, but the chutzpah yisera, that was.
Don't be like a little kid.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Amar, where we are? Okay, let's stop it. Amar.
No one more.
No, because it goes to Amar Aleph. It goes to Matana. Okay, the Mishnah, Gimel Aleph, hot Mishnah, man. Kol apsul shachtu shchadok shera. So basically, the halacha is that you're allowed to sell. When it comes to shchita, anybody could shecht. Anybody could shecht. A zar, a tamei, a apostle. Shechit k'cher b'zar b'noshim b'avodim b'tameim. I feel b'kach kachim. Yeah, the Gemara says he had a long knife. Lavash lo you tameim noigam b'asa. You can't touch a b'asa. That's why it says loshim b'di'evit. Kol apsul shachtu. Because a tamei, you're not supposed to. We don't let a tamei really shecht because we're nervous. But if he does, it's good. Because they are allowed to shecht, they can pass machshava. Because these things, these guys are, because they could shecht, maybe they can have a machshava. Now it comes to dam, if you mekabel dam and you have machshava zoro, if there's more dam on nefesh, then you can go back and do a new kabbalah and you could redo it. It's not a problem.